Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
So many people are scared of business plans because they think it has to be this amazing document that's perfectly formatted with every single paragraph, and it just scares them from doing one. You know, we never actually did a formal business plan because we didn't have to present it to someone. It was really just for ourselves.
Sometimes marriage is romantic.
Sometimes marriage is fights.
Sometimes marriage is love.
Sometimes marriage is chaos.
And sometimes we need to let it all out.
Welcome to Marriage Confessions. Amor, great job with the logo, the colors. I mean, I just love everything about the branding you did.
It wasn't me. It was Whiplash, our digital agency. They created our logo, our branding, everything about it, our website, social media. So if you are starting a new project, a new podcast, a new company, a new business, whatever, you need to use Whiplash Agency.
Okay, all right. For the next one, I'm using them too.
Yes, you should.
Hi, we're here for a teeth whitening for my husband, but can you not make it too white? Because I don't want girls to look at him too much.
Okay, sure, we'll try.
Here I'm getting my teeth whitened at Miami Dentist For You. The perfect dentist in Miami if you want the perfect smile.
Doctor, you make him look too good.
Sorry, we make every smile beautiful here.
Marriage Confessions is sponsored by
Whiplash, Gravity Studios, Michi's Wellness, La Francia Joyería, Natalie Mendez, Miami Dentist For You, Black and White Salon, Otaima Serpa Designs. Hello, hello, welcome.
We're back. Hey, hey. Another
episode. Number 4 is Salud.
Salud. Cheers.
Look at the ice.
Kiss. Sip.
And we are talking today.
Where's your sip?
Conchale, but I'm trying to do my job. I can't.
No, you have to do the sip with
okay.
The cheers.
All cheers. Right.
Cheers, sip.
All right.
All right, we're ready. I'm going to put my phone on silent, put it over here, and full attention to the podcast in 3, 2, 1, go. All right, let's go. You excited?
I am excited because today we're talking about something we are truly passionate about.
Yeah.
That is.
Business. So we need to like the Trump theme. Remember that show?
Which one?
The original Trump show on NBC.
El Aprendiz.
Like, money, money, money.
Oh yes,
money.
I love that show.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's our new theme song. Money, 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 money.
No, but then people are gonna think I like Trump, but I don't like it or dislike it.
Oh, okay. So, what about my shirt today? It's black, so you can't tell if I'm sitting up straight. This is my new secret.
That's good.
I'm getting better at podcasting.
And also makes you look slim.
Yeah, yeah, so I can, but I'm slim. You call me fat now?
No.
No, okay.
No, no, you
know,
if
you. I am slim.
If
like,
you.
What are you even talking about?
You're right. Makes you look more thin.
More thin? I'm already pretty thin.
Okay, good.
All right, I mean, you're trying to make me self-conscious here. We haven't even like gotten started.
All right, apologies. I'm sorry. You are so slim. You have a really nice six pack here.
I like this episode already. I'm happy. Okay.
Okay, well, the last episode we talked about when people should move in together, when couples should move in together. And I think a big step in a relationship after moving together was doing a business together.
Yeah, that's true.
That we keep doing.
Even it more worked.
So I think this time we can give you some really good advice because it has worked pretty well.
Yeah, it's really changed our lives.
Well, the first thing is people, a lot of people want to start the entrepreneur world, but they don't know how to start or like what business should they do.
Yeah.
Or who like can invest in their ideas. So I think for starting a business, you first need to have like to figure out what you want to do. Like
so the idea
the
first.
Idea first.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think our business worked because we were truly passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried other businesses before.
Right, you've done a lot of businesses.
Yes, but it was never like oh my God, I love this 100%.
Right, right. Yeah, it's true. And none of your businesses like didn't work.
No, it
they
just
were
didn't.
All, it just were like, you have to find the passion, something that you're passionate about.
Yes.
And that's what really takes off.
Exactly. And also, a lot of people think that when you start a business, it's like, you know, this is what I'm going to do forever.
Right.
And it takes a while to figure out what's that thing that you're going to do. For example, I did social media managing. I did events. I did PR. I did marketing. And I had a clothing. Online boutique. So I explore a lot of things, but I never feel like fulfilled back then.
Right.
So I think you saw in me something that I didn't even know I liked that much.
Yeah, I saw the potential in what you could do, you know, because you learn so much from every one of these businesses, right?
Yes.
So even if the business isn't the final business or something you just do for a year or two and then you move on to a different business, you learn so much in every single business that that builds up to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, to the final one that just crushes it.
Yes. So, you know, I think a lot of when Nathan fell in love with me is because I would cook to him every day good food.
Yeah.
So, and I at that time, I was working as a PR and marketing for restaurants. I will do their social media events. I will even go in the kitchen and be like, look, this is trendy right now on Instagram. Let's do this brunch or like this plate that we need something vital.
Was the chef happy with you coming in, or what how would the chef react when this like young girl comes in and being like,
he was annoyed.
Bet he was annoyed,
but when he saw that that will bring customers,
he
was the one looking for me, like, okay, I want to work, let's work together, like give me ideas. So you know, I took places like restaurants that were not doing very well.
Right.
And with all these ideas, I made them pop and be and be popular with
and
events.
I saw you do that.
Yes. And you always wanted a business. So.
I always wanted a business. I knew that working for someone else wasn't my goal in life. So it made sense at the time, you know, I was making good money and in that way could save up money to do something else. So it worked out well.
Yes. The thing is that the ideas that Nathan had first were not my favorites.
Because I was a finance practical guy.
You know what Nathan wanted me to do? It's like, let's open a Subway.
Well, OnlyFans didn't exist back then.
Well, I would rather. No. I think I will have the Subway.
For sure.
No, but truly, like, I will not be happy just owning. I mean, Maybe it's the dream of someone else, but it was not my dream. First, I don't like the smell of Subway.
No,
I don't like the food.
No, I agree. And they claim it's been revamped. Like, when they have all these advertisements, that's all brand new, and it's like,
whatever.
It's like exactly the same.
If you work for Subway, if you're on a Subway, we respect you. It's just not our thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Subway's definitely not going to sponsor us anymore.
So...
Nathan, I do like Publix, though.
Yeah, Publix stuffs are
Publix
okay.
Stuffs are, no, I like them. I used to eat them like every single day before I met you.
And your life is now much better because you don't eat them all the time. No.
You don't let me.
So it was, for me, okay, cool. It was an easy business. The investment wasn't as big. And it's straightforward, you know. There's a way to do it. It's a franchise. You just like get the money, run the operations, and that's it.
Super simple.
But that would not make me happy.
No, it wouldn't fulfill you.
No. So I was like, thank you, but I don't want to have a Subway. Let me think of something else. So I never thought about the idea of owning a restaurant because it's always very complicated business.
Yeah, it's one of the most complicated businesses you can possibly have.
Yes, and I guess we like complicated stuff.
You like complicated stuff. Well, I'm a simple man.
You could have said, like, dude, let's do something else. But you were like, you liked it. You liked
it. I liked the idea because you were so passionate about it, and I believed that if you were so passionate in a business, it would work.
You were passionate about eating it.
It's true. I did love your food.
So I started writing a menu of like my dream restaurant. I was very into...
On a napkin.
It was like in a piece of paper, yes. And I started telling Nathan what thing you would love to have in a restaurant. And I wanted this concept that everyone, because we have very different tastes. Like, it's always a fight when we're going to eat in a restaurant.
It's always a fight because you want to share something and then you get mad that I want something very simple.
Yes.
And you always want something very fancy, but you want it to, like, share it with me.
You eat very limited food. I'm like a foodie. I love to try different things.
Yeah, you love weird things.
And Nathan always is chicken.
Steak.
That's it. So I wanted a place that people, like couples like us, could get along. And, you know, I was working at the same time in TV, and I was very into, you know, eating healthy, being fit, and it was all this hype about, you know, healthy food, healthy recipes. So I even had a YouTube channel.
Yeah, you did.
About healthy recipes. So I was like, let me merge this concept of a restaurant and my YouTube channel and create something. And that's, I think, the first thing you need to do when you try, you know. I'm telling you all this because a lot of people just want an idea, but they don't think, like, do I like it? Is it trendy? Is it, like, something different? Because I think it's very important when you come up with a business idea that is first something that the people need.
Right.
And something that is in the beginning of a trend.
Yeah, it makes it much easier if you're at the beginning of a trend because then it's like the water is pushing you. You're swimming along with the current.
Yes.
Versus if you're at the end of a trend, you're kind of swimming against the current, which doesn't mean you can't do it, but it's harder.
Yes.
And then also if you're in the middle of the trend, you just have less lifespan on the trend itself, which again, you know, there are restaurants with a trend that, you know, will last forever.
Yes.
But it's just easier if you're at the beginning of a trend with any business.
Yes. The thing is that I created a concept that I could bring trends to the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were on a trip in California and there was a hype about poke bowls.
Yeah, which wasn't even here in Miami.
No, I was like, what is this? There was lines of people waiting for these tuna poke bowls, and we went.
Yeah.
And we tried. I was like, wow, this is amazing. We don't see this in Miami.
And it's such a simple concept.
It is very simple. And that was our first restaurant concept, remember, in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And And then we were like, okay, but is this something that is gonna last forever? Like people loving tuna pokeballs.
Right. It's like raw fish.
Yes, like it's a limited market too.
It's a limited market, exactly.
So I was, maybe it's not a restaurant just about this. So I went back to my idea of a restaurant with different stuff. And then I put tuna pokeballs and I put other things I liked and we started looking for a place.
Right.
So here we go, the idea. But we also needed the money, the investment.
Right.
So in my case, it was easy because I had a boyfriend that was my angel investor. But how people can find, because that's a question I get all the time, if you have an amazing idea, but you don't have the money, you don't know people that will give you money, what do you do?
Well, there are a number of things people usually do to start a business. One is, like you said, friends, family. In this case, that was what you did. You know, I was friends, family. But it was easier because it just came from one source. Assuming it doesn't come from one source, you know, if you don't have like one person with a lot of money, you can sell or, you know, have friends and family invest in, you know, a portion of the business where they're going to take an ownership interest, or other people do it with loans. So you can lend money from, you know, friends and family and pay them, you know, 5-10% on the money. So that's a way that a lot of people raise money for their businesses. Another way is through SBA loans. That's a very common way. You know, you can just Google, you know, SBA Small Business Association. Yeah. Okay. So you can Google that and you can find, you know, lenders that are close to you. This is much better than going to your bank and saying, like, you know, Bank of America or Wells Fargo and saying, hey, I need a loan. They'll give you a loan if you have a strong asset, like a house, they'll lend you against something. But it's very hard to get, you know, a business loan from them. So you have to go to like an SBA lender. So that's another way to do it. Another way people do it is credit cards. Obviously, that's a very risky and expensive way to do it. But that's something that people do as well.
Interesting. Okay, so there are ways. And also cash advances, I think, if you want.
That's if you're more established, you can do a cash advance on your current business if you have recurring revenue. Another way you can do is crowdfunding.
So exactly,
if you're doing
a
product,
right?
Yes. If you're doing a product, that's the easiest way to do crowdfunding because you can sell the product and say, you know, you do a prototype that's very cheap. You know, say it will cost you like $3,000 to $5,000 to build a prototype that, you know, works well enough that then you can do crowdfunding to pre-sell it. So that's another great way to do capital, depending on what type of business you're doing.
Or you go to Shark Tank.
Go straight to Shark Tank.
And ask for money.
Yeah, just give me money.
Okay, once you have the investment, you also need a business plan, right?
You do, but so many people are scared of business plans because they think it has to be this amazing document that's perfectly formatted with every single paragraph, and it just scares them from doing one. You know, we never actually did a formal business plan because we didn't have to present it to someone. It was really just for ourselves. So all we did was, like you were saying, it was just outlines of this is what we're going to do, this is going to be our staff, this is just kind of, you know, what we're going to pay.
Like,
this
what goes in a business plan? You put like the investment, the expenses.
Yeah, you put the purpose.
Purpose.
Yeah,
what else?
Your mission statement. Then you want to put together a business, the projections to figure out how much money you're going to need as an investment. You can put your marketing plan. There's a lot of things you can put in, but it really can be as long or as short as you want.
And
the
you
biggest
also,
thing is you just don't want to be like afraid to start.
Perfect. Yes, you don't need this gigantic Excel sheet that tells you this is your business plan.
Yeah.
So and now, you know, we didn't have AI when we started.
Yeah, that's true.
But now I have heard of people that have created businesses just asking ChatGPT, give me a business plan to sell in like to sell a product in retail, things like that.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT will give you at least, I guess at least a structure.
Yeah, it will definitely give you a structure. It will give you an outline for sure. That's another thing you can do, because ChatGPT will only give you, say, I don't know how many words, it's like 500 words or 1,000 words, right? So it won't give you an entire business plan. But what you can do is you can ask ChatGPT for an outline of the business plan, and then you can ask for more detail on every single section.
Exactly.
And that will build out your business plan if you want to do it the AI way.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing option, and people should, I think people get, as you say, very intimidated of like all the process, and we have all the information out there, and there's tons of courses.
Yeah.
So once you have this, you know, the idea, the investment, the business plan, I think you really need, as you have a business plan already, I don't know if this is the exact order, but it's very important to define a concept that is different of what's in the market of like your competition.
Basically, why will someone choose you?
Exactly. I think I see a lot of people opening business or starting selling a product that looks the same as any other product, you know. I see, for example, we live in Doral. There's tons of spas and hair salons.
Yeah.
So what will make me choose this particular hair salon than other one?
I don't know. What would you?
Well, it depends of what's your target, right?
Uh huh.
If my target is woman from, let's say, moms. Let's say they're moms. My target is mom.
Okay, your target.
You know,
mom.
Will be an amazing. Not you guys, if you want a business idea, I'm giving you one right now.
Okay, let's see.
You have a little daycare inside the salon so moms can get their hair and nails done while their kids are in a little play area with someone watching them.
Yeah.
That's a concept.
Yeah.
So, you know, find things that make you different. Of, okay, if I want to do, let's say I want to open, I don't know, a retail business.
A retail business.
Whatever.
Air cleaning business.
Air cleaning business.
Yeah.
That's not a business I will get into.
What do you mean? I think this is a brilliant idea.
It's disgusting.
Oh, no.
Nathan.
It's such a. That's the point of it. It's disgusting. Like, you got this thing from Amazon, remember?
Yes.
It's like a camera that goes inside your ear and cleans it at the same time. Like, imagine we're going to have like big screens in the background so like everyone can see. The ear is being cleaned.
Qué asco.
Oh, this is amazing. So, like, we're going to have entire screens, like big screens.
Don't do it.
And you can watch the ears getting cleaned and the earwax just, like, pulling, extracting out of your ears. This is, like, amazing.
Qué asco. Like, yeah. I did got this thing for you.
Yeah.
Because you always want me to, like, clean your ears, which I find pretty nasty.
So why do you want to see it then? Obviously, it's a good idea.
Because I want you to do it. The thing wasn't for me, it was for you.
For me?
Yes.
Well, I'm still going to make you do it.
These are the things of being married.
There's no boundaries. Brilliant business partner. Being married to a brilliant business partner. I think it will cost. I feel like I'm going to come up with this business plan.
Okay, do it. Yeah. I want to see how successful it is.
No, it's going to be successful.
I want to see.
I'm
what,
not even
what's your
you
target?
Partner.
What's
this
your
is
target?
Be all mine.
Okay, good.
And I can spend the money on however I want.
No.
The profit?
No. The investment is going to come from my money too.
I mean, yeah. I guess it's all our money. I'll. I don't know. I'll figure out how to. Okay, this will
get
be friends and
get
family.
Get an angel investor, it's
okay,
not
all
us.
Right. This will be friends and family. Who wants to invest in my earwax cleaning spa?
I think whatever you do, just not don't do the earwax one. I don't think it's a good idea.
Here we have for Mitch's wellness products.
That's right. It's our personal health and wellness brand that we created.
My favorite is the detox tea, which helps me to don't get bloated even when I don't eat so good.
Yeah, that one's amazing. But my personal favorite is the carb blocker. And that's because I can't stop eating pizza and pasta. In fact, I love pizza and pasta so much, I'll take the pasta, put it on the pizza, eat it all together.
If you love pizza and pasta as much as Nathan does, you should definitely have some carb blocker. We also have our vegan and sugar-free spreads, or superfood obleas, and I created this stretch mark cream when I was pregnant with twins, and I didn't get a single stretch mark.
It's true.
Yeah. Also, I know you love this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give this one to me.
These are collagen cookies, chocolate chip. They're so delicious. And you can check out all our products at MitchesWellness.com.
Yeah, that's right. MitchesWellness.com. And we ship all over the United States.
And we have a coupon code for you. Use coupon code MarriageConfessions10.
So go to MichesWellness.com today. Hey, Moore, you wanted shoes, right?
Yes.
Oh, well,
I love this store.
Yeah, me too. Just pick one.
One.
Yeah, you know, just like find a pair that you want, okay?
One pair. Okay.
Oh my God, this is my opportunity. Nathan's gonna fall asleep at any time.
Amor, how much longer?
5 minutes, amor. Cinco minuticos. Ay, Dios, está demasiado bello.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
Oh my gosh, just did. He just fell asleep. Let me get his credit card. Yes. Okay, so I'm gonna get the boots, the sandals, and the sneakers. Find the perfect shoes at bynataliemendez.com and use promo code MarriageConfessions.
What? It was supposed to be one!
Amor, mira, a jewelry store.
So?
Can we go in?
Yes.
After having twins, I pretty much deserve a ring upgrade. So, if you think you also need one, you need to come to La Francia Joyería in Doral. They have beautiful rings and all the jewelry is so pretty. You should definitely check it out. And of course, I convinced Nathan. I got my ring upgrade and it's gorgeous.
But when do I get an upgrade?
And once you have your concept and what makes you different, what should be the next step?
The next step has to be marketing, in my opinion.
Okay, marketing. I figured out a marketing plan, social media. I think, you know, what has made us super successful is obviously my marketing skills. You are have learned a lot about marketing as well, and influencer marketing.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's one of the greatest.
How would you define influencer marketing?
Well, influencer marketing is like instead of paying before, you will have to pay to be on TV or to be on a newspaper and a magazine. And it was very expensive.
It was very expensive, so, I remember, because we did some of that marketing.
Yeah, we did. And now there's different ways, you know. When you have a service, or like us that is a restaurant, you can try to get it by interchange. So that it will cost, the cost is low.
Right.
But it benefits both parts, right?
Right.
So like, for example, if I'm an influencer, I have done this with other restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I get free food.
Right.
And I just, you know, share the experience.
Right.
And that's a very cheap way to do it.
another way to do the influencer marketing is to pay like a story. You can pay a reel. You can pay UGC content, user generated content.
Yeah, which gets the highest.
Yes.
Engagement.
It does, and also people think that it's maybe too expensive to pay an influencer, but it depends of the influencer.
Right. It's a whole range of influencers. You can have nano influencers, micro influencers. What do they call them? Mega influencers?
Mega, no, I don't think it's macro.
Macro. Mega.
Mega.
Yeah, yeah. What would you call me?
You're nano.
I'm nano, okay. What do you call yourself?
I don't know. I don't think I'm macro. I'm like, not say, I have 250,000 followers.
How many followers do I have?
You have 6,000 something. There's
a little bit of a difference.
But you're getting there.
Maybe I can get some free food.
I'm sure. No, listen. For me as a brand, sometimes I get best results for nano or micro influencers than from big influencers, because the people who follow those nano influencers are very engaged with it.
Yeah, it's true.
Because like the people has a lot of a million followers, maybe, you know, they follow them because they're famous, but it's not because they love them and they follow straight what they say.
Right.
They're cases, you know.
Right.
So I've seen that the smaller influencers do work well for me, and I have worked with macro influencers as well. And I will say many years ago, it was the best thing ever.
Right.
But right now, I think people now get the idea of that, you know, these big influencers, they recommend stuff because they're getting paid.
Right.
So when they're smaller, they think, oh, maybe he's recommending because he really likes it.
Right.
So anyway, it's good, whatever kind of influencer, to use it because it's awareness. You're getting yourself out there.
You get yourself out there and... Mm-hmm. In regards to how much you're paying per visibility, there's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. That is true.
Yeah.
So marketing, and then I think you just need action. Right?
You know what we didn't discuss? Partners.
Oh, partners. That one is, I think it's time for the confession here. Because I want to ask you.
You have a confession.
I do have kind of a confession, but I also want to ask you, did you ever like got questioned by friends or family to invest so much money in your girlfriend's idea?
Oh, for sure. Especially a restaurant. Yeah, they were like, you're absolutely insane. You're
really?
Out of your mind.
Who
everyone.
Said that? Everyone.
Literally everyone.
But now, I think now they shut up their mouth, right?
Yeah, obviously. It's 7 years later.
Yes, and I think it was way before the 7 years that...
Oh, for sure. I mean, it took us about like 2.5 years to get the money back that I invested. So
to make money. We started making money. And yes, to me, a lot of people were like, wow, he must really love you.
And which is true.
It's true. But also, I think I worked so hard in making this business work because I really did not want to disappoint you.
Right.
And I didn't want people talking shit. Because everyone say that was
people
crazy.
People always talk shit. It doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter. But it was...
Like how well or how badly you do.
And that's something that also... I think it's important. Mm-hmm. When you start a business, people are always going to bring you down.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I'm experiencing that because we are evolving our concept of the restaurant from a brand that people is used to it for 7 years.
Right.
And we want to evolve. We want to escalate it.
Right.
And we're changing a lot of stuff. And a lot of people are like, don't do it. I love the restaurant as it is. Don't change anything. You're crazy. People know you as who you are. Like, why are you changing something that works? And I have told you, you know, I've been like a little sad because it's hard when people tell you that things not gonna work out.
Right.
But then I remember when I started Michi's, and people were like, estás loca, that place, you know, that particular that location yeah. has never worked. The restaurants are the hardest business.
You're a girl,
23 years old. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
People will like always bring me down.
Yeah.
So that's something that I want whoever is listening to this to keep in mind. Try not to listen. I know it's hard because it has affected
me. Because naturally you look for advice, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't get advice, but you have to be careful who you get advice from.
Yes.
Because a lot of people offer advice, but then you look at what have they done, right?
That is true.
If you're getting advice from someone who literally has achieved nothing, what's the point? You want to get advice from people who you want to be like. That's my opinion, right? If you're an entrepreneur, and you should get advice from entrepreneurs. You should get advice from people who have succeeded in doing something you're doing, right? You shouldn't be getting advice from someone who, you know, is doing a totally different, chose a different path of life. Again, it's not necessarily that they chose a bad path of life, it's just a different path of life, right? Mm-hmm. Like if someone is working, you know, a 9-to-5 job, and they're gonna say, no, don't do this entrepreneur thing, you're crazy, right? And again, it's not that I don't have respect for them, and you know, investing crazy amount of money in something that's, you know, that's very risky. It's just that I realize that type of person is going to give advice based on how they live their life and how they want to live their life. It's not necessarily how I want to live my life.
Yes. Well, that is very wise, Nathan.
I'm a wise old man. See this beard coming in?
I see some white hairs. So, yes, it is hard. And speaking of partnerships, partnerships are one of the hardest things. And I have had partners before.
You have, yeah. You still have partners.
I still have partners. Yeah. You know, my partner for More Than Mommies.
Yeah.
And you. And me. And before I had partner, like when I have the agency, I have one partner. When I have the clothing, so I have another partner. And it is tricky. Like, what do you think is important to keep in mind when you start a partnership?
I think you need complementary skills that do not overlap. So, for example, you and I have totally different skill sets, and we like very different aspects of the job. For example, you handle marketing and food. Those two things I barely interfere with. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll get my opinion on things like that, and I provide my input. But ultimately, whatever you want to do, I'm totally happy with. And then on the finance.
I mean, sometimes it has been annoying about me spending the money in the renovation of the restaurant.
Well, yeah, because every day you're like come up with another $2,000 to have like stuff to fix or change. I'm like, oh my God.
But it's looking beautiful.
It's looking beautiful.
I'm very, very picky about it.
Right, right. So, but that I guess that's a little bit where it overlaps because, you know, I handle the finance, the business, you know, the scheduling, like that type of permits, all the technical stuff is more side. And you basically don't get involved in that at all.
Oh,
like
no,
zero.
I really don't want to.
Right. So that's how it works, I think. So you, in a way, I think some of your previous partnerships, you guys both were focusing on the same aspects of the business. Yes. Then you'd fight or say, oh, one person isn't carrying their weight because you're kind of doing the same things. Whereas if you just totally divide up the responsibilities, then I believe it works better. So I think that's why we work so well as partnerships. So I would say if you're a husband and wife team and you guys have the same interests, just don't be partners. No, I think like one of you need to divide it.
You need to divide it. For example, there's things that we divide about that you could do, but we just like cannot do everything.
Yeah.
For example, employees, you handle all the technical part of employees, hiring like all the taxes, payroll, scheduling, and I handle all the relationships,
finding them,
interviewing them, training them, and all the relationship with employee handle. Right. And it's the same subject, but we divide it.
That's true, yeah,
so
you're
there's,
right.
there's ways
right.
to divide. I think it's like a job description. Mm-hmm. When you get a new job, you know, you have a job description of what you're gonna do. I think in partnerships, you mm-hmm. guys, everyone should have a description of their right. roles. And with money, it also needs to be very straightforward. I think it's important to have contracts and have things, you know, clear in a partnership, because then it's when things get messy.
Yeah.
So there is this thing.
This is like,
why are you so nervous?
I'm not nervous. It's just, it's something that, you know, it's uncomfortable.
Okay, then let's talk it on Patreon.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about it on Patreon. so let's like people hear it.
Let me tell you something. It was Nathan's proposal for me as a partner, and I did not accept it.
Well, because again, I had worked years
Patreon. Okay. We're doing it Patreon because it's a bit private.
Okay.
So,
I was about to get like upset. I need to.
Calmate. Okay. Massage.
Okay, I like this now. I'm happy again.
This is how I got that contract change, you see?
This is manipulation.
No, it isn't. All right. Okay. To finish.
Okay, to finish up.
Because a lot of people want to hear, okay, what made us successful? Mm-hmm. Like, what can we copy from you? What made... Like,
me.
And me. Both of us.
Okay, and me. All right.
No, it was... Actually, it was me.
Okay.
It was me. I am the face of the company. The restaurant is my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there the whole time.
But you couldn't have done it without my money.
Well, but I could find someone else's money. Okay. You're not the only person in the world with money, Nathaniel. So
No, I appreciate everything you did. It really was fantastic. I'm amazed.
And that I still do it.
No, I know. I'm amazed with everything you do. And I love you too.
But
you are really fantastic.
It is crazy to think, you know, that idea that I put literally in a paper of this menu.
Yeah.
We made it happen.
Yeah.
And I think what is important is when you have an idea and you do all these steps we're telling you, don't freak out, you know, because a lot of people even have the money to do business and they just don't. They don't, you know, they don't dare to do, to open something, to create something. So I think you just need to take action. If you really want this, you need to, you know, just... Be brave,
but also smart. You know, have to go through the steps like we were discussing.
Yes.
Don't just open something without thinking.
Oh,
or
for
knowing
sure.
what you're doing or for researching sure. all this stuff.
It
because
is important.
A million people open up restaurants every day and they never
and
work.
And it makes me so sad because it's like it's such a waste. And that's what sometimes, you know, to neighbors around us, I be like, you want me to help you? Like, I can make a menu for you.
Yeah, how many, like, just next to us, since we've been there, how many restaurants have, like,
the restaurant next door?
Literally, like, right next to us.
It has been, like, 6 restaurants.
It's crazy.
Since we're there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And they're very proud because they are the typical restaurant tour guy, which is, like, a old man.
Why are you looking at me?
No, not looking
like
at you.
You're pointing at me, like,
okay,
old man.
An old
typical
man.
Typical old man.
That... When I come, it's like, you want me to help you? They're like too proud to like accept help from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
I'll accept a massage from you any day.
I'm not offering massages to people. I'm offering
help. Don't just to me.
So now I charge for that help too. I have consulted restaurants and stuff. So all right, we're going to Patreon, but first. Like get relaxed. Let's open our cards. Bring them.
Okay.
We have new ones.
New ones.
I got another brand. Okay. Right. I'll pick one.
Pick one.
Okay. All right. How do you think that peer pressure? Okay, peer pressure. Like first, this is a word I don't know. English.
Peer pressure means that other people are pressuring you to do something, you know, like the crowd is pressuring, crowd is like wanting you to do something.
Okay. So how do you think that peer pressure has impacted your life? Quick. Es rápido.
Peer pressure. I'm slow with this stuff.
Okay.
So like peer pressure,
example,
okay,
like with the business.
Yeah, with the business, not much. I think we do what we want.
That's true.
We really do what we want. There's not that much peer pressure that I think affects us. Sometimes I would say that I've seen for you, like, no matter how much you try to not let it, you know, sometimes comments or whatever on your Instagram sometimes get you down.
Yes.
So that would be peer pressure.
Okay. Yeah, that's something I'm getting better at.
You are getting so much better. Yeah.
Okay. So now.
I made you answer it for me. I'm winning, you're losing.
I guess so.
Tell me about a daily ritual that you have and one that you would like to adopt.
One daily ritual I have.
Yeah.
I get myself locked in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is really funny because, you know what's funny about it? Because, like, the confession that we're coming after this.
Oh,
like,
really?
It's actually, it's similar to that.
Okay.
Someone wrote in a very similar confession, but let's hear it.
Okay. You know, I have this suction thing in my phone, and I put it in the bathroom glass when I shower, and I watch TikToks. That's a ritual I love. I just, like, love showering and just, like, looking at funny TikToks. So
that's good.
Yes. It's just like a time for myself to, like, don't think of anything. Because so most of the time, I'm just working or being a mom or being a wife.
Okay.
So it's like the time I get to, like, be silly. And,
that's nice. I like it.
What one that I would like to do that I have not
done. Add Instagram to that routine?
No.
Netflix to that routine?
No. I think with TikTok I'm okay.
Okay.
I know you don't like TikTok much because I think you're too old for it.
I'm too old for TikTok.
Did you watch the TikToks and you're like, no, I don't.
No, I just have more of an attention span than you do.
What do you mean?
TikToks are like 3 seconds.
No, there's like 10 minute TikToks now.
Who watches that?
People that are not old.
Old man.
So one thing I want to start doing again that I haven't, because I've been waking up with just the kids crying, is meditation. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard because I have so much in my mind, but when I do it, it
sets the day up.
It makes me feel better. So that's something I'm going to get into it. Okay, so ready for Patreon and read our confession?
I am. Yeah. So we got this confession and we got the numbers. That was the other thing we were going to talk about.
Oh, yes. In Patreon, we're going to, like, give you an idea of, like, how to make money in a business like ours.
We'll discuss our numbers.
Discuss our numbers.
The percentages and stuff, the cost structure.
And the confession about our contract. More contracts. We are all about contracts in this family.
But, So anyway, until next time, or hopefully for everyone else joining us.
Yes.
A little bit more.
Salud. Thank you for everyone watching us or listening to us.
Like, comment, subscribe, share.
And yes, we love reading your comments on YouTube. They really motivate us to keep doing this.
They really do, yeah.
Thank you for your support and see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/Sonoro.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida. comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.